We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
To the latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is and always has been the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Well, donkey of the day for Friday, May 19th, goes to the bigoted Barbie known as Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, the mayonnaise is heavy on this one, people. This human jar of Hellman's Marjorie Taylor Greene is out of her white devil damn mind. Marjorie says things like, you know, the forest fires in California were started by laser beams from space that are controlled by Jewish people. She says things like Bill and Hillary Clinton had John F. Kennedy Jr. killed because he was a political rival. She says things like President Obama is a secret Muslim. And she says things like a plane probably didn't crash into the Pentagon on 9/11. She's actually a person who should probably have a YouTube channel more than she should have a seat in Congress. But yesterday she spoke on a confrontation she had outside the Capitol with a brother I like a lot, Congressman Jamal Bowman. Drop on the clues bonds with Congressman Jamal Bowman. Now, the confrontation started because the House Republicans deflected a Democratic motion to expel the federally indicted New York Representative George Santos. And as Santos spoke to reporters, Jamal Bowman does what he always does, you know, and that started some good trouble, you know, some good disruption, because he called out that George Santos should resign. And Marjorie Taylor Greene didn't like that. Let's listen.
Resign!
Save yourself!
Like I said, if I could understand you over my colleagues screaming here, the reality is...
New Yorkers need better! You gotta go, man. Come on, son.
How's your ethics? How's your ethics play going? Aren't you in ethics too, AOC? Come on. Look, I can't continue to address you guys because there's a deranged member here, so...
Well, even though, do we have Marjorie approaching Jamal Bowman? Do we have that one? Let's hear that.
QAnon, no more madness,
no more CNN,
no more debt ceiling nonsense. Come on now,
Save the party. Save America. Save the children.
Save the country.
Do something about guns.
Right. So close
Come
the border.
On. Invest in
close
education.
Close the border. Save the
children. The border is where Trump left.
Hey,
what are you talking
kids?
About?
Where are the migrant
what
children?
What kids?
You guys
We're accepting them. We love
no,
them.
You've lost
we
them.
Love the migrant
There's
children.
Thousands.
What do you mean lost them?
You can't find them.
What are you talking about?
That's your administration.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, migrant children missing. You don't know
No, we don't know the news. I don't know. That's Fox News. That's Fox News. Listen, I need you to save the party.
Just sounds like a difference of opinion. Two people outside, right, going back and forth. Well, even though Marjorie Taylor Greene clearly approached Jamal Bowman, and you heard the conversation, she did what all Karens do and decided to play victim. Let's listen to what she had to say.
Bowman shouting at the top of his lungs, cursing, calling me a horrible, calling me a white supremacist, which I take great offense to. That is like calling a person of color the N-word, which should never happen. Calling me a white supremacist is equal to that, and that is wrong. Jamal Bowman was down there cursing at me, telling me to get the F out of there, and he was leading the mob right outside the vehicle I was sitting in. We have this all on video. And then on the Capitol steps yesterday, he was the one that approached me. Even CNN reported that.
That's
yelling, shouting, raising his voice. He has aggressive, his physical mannerisms are aggressive. I think there's a lot of concern about Jamal Bowman. So, and I am concerned about it. I feel threatened by him.
Oh, God. I didn't see none of that in the video. But when you look in the book of Karen, chapter 1, verse 2, it says, thou shalt play victim and weaponize thy whiteness against black men. Okay. Now, what did Congressman Bowman have to say about it?
Marjorie Taylor Greene at her press conference this morning said something incredibly dangerous and incredibly reckless about me, talking about my demeanor as being aggressive and saying that she feels intimidated by me. Unfortunately, this country has a history of characterizing black men who are outspoken, who stand their ground, and who push back as being threatening or intimidating. So she's not even using a dog whistle. She's using a bullhorn to put a target on my back to the people that she refers to as MAGA people out there who might want to cause harm. This is the same reason why Mike Brown was killed. This is one of the reasons why Emmett Till was killed. And throughout history, black men have continued to be characterized as aggressive because, one, because of our skin color, but two, because we happen to be outspoken and passionate about certain issues.
What Marjorie Taylor Greene did is textbook and has gotten a lot of black men killed and a lot of black men falsely imprisoned. And I don't know how y'all ever walked around saying and believe all women when women like her exist on this planet. Now, the reason Marjorie Taylor Greene is getting donkey today is for this statement right here. Play this one clip real quick, Red.
Calling me a white supremacist, which I take great offense to, that is like calling a person of color the N-word, which should never happen. Calling me a white supremacist is equal to that, and that is wrong.
Fun fact that I think most sane people with common sense know, calling someone a white supremacist is not the same as calling someone the N-word, okay? Comparing white supremacy to the N-word is nuts because white supremacy is a term that was given because of white people's actions feeling superior to other races and cultures. The N-word is the exact opposite of that. It's to depower our people because of our skin color, okay? White supremacy is power. The N-word has no power. One is a description and one is clearly an insult. If you wanted to compare the two, you wouldn't say white supremacy. You would probably use other colorful words like honky, whitey, peckerwood, mayonnaise, blue-eyed white devil are my favorite. And it comes from the black philosopher Chris Rock when he said this.
Cracker ass cracker.
You know?
Cracker ass cracker.
Yeah.
Saltine ass motherfucker.
Yeah.
Cracker.
Those are close. But not equivalent because of all the blood on the N-word, just to be all the way textbook with it, a white supremacist is a person who believes that white people are a superior race and should therefore dominate society, typically to the exclusion or detriment of other racial and ethnic groups. Marjorie, based on your stances in regards to Muslims and the LGBTQ and Jewish people, I think that title is actually fitting for you. The N-word is a racial slur used against black people, and a lot of people use it as a term for ignorant. I'm going to be honest with you, Marjorie Taylor Greene. You actually are a white supremacist nigger. Okay, see, the N-word, listen, the N-word has historically been about color. White people use it against black people all the time, but it's actually more so about behavior. Like, we refer to ignorant people of all races as the N-word. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, You are one of the most niggardly acting white women I've ever met in my life. Never met you, but ever seen in my life. Okay, I don't think anyone should ever call you a white supremacist without adding the N-word to it. Marjorie Taylor Greene is a white supremacist nigga. Okay, in fact, the only way your false equivalency makes sense is if you say white supremacy is ignorance, which it is. And if you are saying white supremacy is ignorance, and that's why it's the same as the N-word. I get it, if that's how you want it to be. Other than that, you just out here spewing cracker ass caca. Please let Chelsea Handler give that white supremacist nigga Marjorie Taylor Greene the biggest hee-haw.
Jesus. Hee-haw, hee-haw. That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
Where my girl Kathy Griffin at? I know she got something to say.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Let Chris Rock spin the block one time.
Cracker ass cracker.
Where my girl at? What we got on the menu today?
Cracker.
Mm-mm-mm. All right.
On BET.
Shout out to BET. I wonder how many times they're going to hit a bleep.
On BET. Standards and practices is going crazy right now.
They are from this
morning. They are losing their minds.
They definitely are, but
they're
we
like
appreciate
man
you,
milk. BET. Crack ass cracker. They're losing their minds. You can't say coming to America in Eddie's bed or whatever, Rick's bed.
Can't say that.
You can't say that.
But BET, we'll see you guys on Monday, all right? Peace. Have a great weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, all right? When we come back, Rob Parker will be joining us. Rob Parker, he's a
legend.
Sports analyst, sports writer. He's from Queens, New York. He does so much for the community, and we're going to talk to him when we come back, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial pound 250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's pound 250 from your cell and say the bull.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.